The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before you, before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We don't have any extraordinary events of Jesus' life to be celebrated till we come to the next liturgical cycle that will begin the end of November. This liturgical cycle will be ended with the celebration of Christ the King. So here, ordinary Sundays, and we have to be, but ordinary Sundays we do not take any break, you know. In the Christian life, there is no break, you know. So we get back to our journey with the Gospel of Matthew this liturgical year. We left Matthew in the middle of February. Now we come back to where we left. So today we heard the powerful words, "Fear no one." That's what Jesus said. Fear no one. That's not simple words, powerful words from Jesus. So where are we exactly now? In the Gospel of Matthew, we are in the middle of the 10th chapter. This 10th chapter, those who are studying St. Matthew in our parish, a couple of women, they were studying St. Matthew's Gospel, and they can tell us that Matthew's Gospel has five main teaching discourses. The first one is the Sermon on the Mount. It was three chapters. The second, this is what we call missionary discourse of Jesus. Matthew sums up different sayings of Jesus, how Jesus sees a crowd, and the crowd, according to Matthew, in Jesus' vision, it is a flock, a sheep without a shepherd. And so Jesus gathers special people, the fishermen and tax collectors. Out of them, he chooses 12 of them, and now he brings them together, and he's making instructions, teaching them. And then he will send them out. So before they are being sent out, Jesus is giving instructions to them. And these instructions were so personal for those who were reading Matthew's Gospel. Because that time, whatever we heard today, that fear was already there. Those who are branded as Christians. There were a group of Jewish people were trying to kill them. The Roman authorities were trying to kill them. Even the family members, some of them became followers of Jesus. The others did not work well with this arrangement. So they are after these Christians. And there are both. So in the midst of this, the disciples hearing from Matthew, fear not. You have to go and share this good news. God's good, great love for us. You are the witnesses. Acknowledge God. If you fail, then Jesus also will fail for you. Powerful message, you know. Jesus tells us about the sparrows, even the sparrows, the little ones. Jesus talks about counting, the useless exercise of counting our hair. Anybody starts counting their hair. That's the useless exercise you can begin, no? But God knows about, we don't need to worry about counting hair, no? Counting hair. So here, even the simplest thing. So when I was hearing about sparrow, I was here thinking about a story of a little mouse. There is a story of a kind of fascinating story. Once upon a time, there was this little mouse. Little mouse was so crippled with fear of a cat. So imagination takes pity upon this mouse and gives a favor for this mouse, making this mouse a cat. So the cat is so happy, but a little while the cat sees the dog and it is crippled with a cage. So the magician makes this cat into a dog. Now dog is so happy for a while, and then only the dog realizes there's a panda in the neighborhood looking for this dog. The panda. So the magician makes that they're all the cat panda. Then the panda realizes that a panda is getting ready with his gun to shoot at his panda. And now the magician gave up. Magician made this panda back into the little mouse, telling the mouse, nothing I can do about you because you have the heart of a mouse. Whether you become cat, whether you become dog, whether you become panda, you always carry the heart of a mouse. Well, heart of a mouse. Think about it. Heart of a mouse. Our human heart is also. How much we can do about our human heart? We are not angels. We are humans. Since we are humans, our heart is kind of carrying the burdens and anxieties based on how we grew up, how our relationship evolved in our journey of life, how much of burden of this heart, each of our hearts carry lots of burden, lots of struggles, anxieties. We cannot give up. Even if Jesus says, fear not. Fear not. But as we are not only humans, but also we receive the baptism. It's a problem. In the baptism, Jesus wants us, those who are baptized, proclaim. When we receive in that private ceremony, we have to show forth to a skeptic world. That's not fun. To make your choices. Witnesses in this world. We call these witnesses by a special name, the martyrs. 3 days ago, Thursday, was the feast of the martyr Thomas More. So when I was listening to Jesus' words, be shout on the rooftops, I was thinking about this Thomas More. From the very beginning of the church up to this time, there are so many who had to make that big choice. Where should I choose to sacrifice my future life for the sake of a little happiness now? Violating my conscience? Should I violate my conscience? Should I go after that simple moment of my life, breaking my commitment to a family? The internet, all this nonsense going on, how can I be a committed Christian? That struggle is always there. No? Thomas More. Who is Thomas More? You know, we needed to read that play of Robert Ward, Men for All Seasons. In that play, is the drama builds up Thomas More, the Lord Chancellor of England, powerful position. A man with a great brain, he wrote that book, Utopia, how to build a happy world in this world. A man with a wonderful family. And now, all of a sudden, Thomas More faces an anguished choice whether to bend his conscience in favor of his master, King Henry VIII, or face execution. The moment of choice comes from nowhere. All of a sudden, his master came, decided that he does not have a son, so he cannot pass the royalty to his family. He now starts hating his wife, Catherine of Spain, and now he wants to marry her maid by name Anne Boleyn. And the king sends a petition to Rome, to Pope. That petition is signed by so many powerful clergy, bishops, all the members of the House of Lords, nobility. We can have that copy of that petition. It's still in the archives in Rome. But in that paper, Thomas More did not sign. He did not sign. King Henry approaches him, tells him, everyone else understands. Everyone else does what I ask them to do. You must also sign. And Thomas says to your man, your grace, why should I? I am your humble servant. Why should I need to sign? And Henry tells him, because you are an honest man. I want your signing. You are an honest man. Brothers and sisters, the end of the story you all know. Thomas More was executed in the hill tower. In the marker, they put these words, you know, the good servant of the king, but God's first. God's first. This is also the challenge being a Christian. Do we, the cost of being a Christian, do we need to violate our conscience and go after a few moments of joy? In Jesus' words, destroying our soul. Thomas More said, Lord, is there pleading with him, please, please, please. The courage did not come. He was also afraid. But when we have that fear comes, what do we do? We heard in the first reading how the prophet Jeremiah he was not just a prophet, but also he became, what do you call it? He said, he is kind of thinking that he's paranoid. He's saying that everyone, when he opens his eyes, he only sees conspiracy. Everyone. That means paranoid, no? Paranoid. But he wins his paranoid experience, placing God on his right side, saying, God is my mighty champion. I want to place my trust. Living in this world with a human heart, brothers and sisters. We all have a human heart of fear, anxiety, worries, fears. Choices, how to boldly witness Christ. These are all everyday events. And we worry, what is the solution? Many times, many of us use the advantage of a long list of specialists, we call them psychologists and psychiatrists. God bless them, no? God help them. But in our Catholic tradition, we do have a solution. Jesus has given us the gift of the sacraments, sacrament of reconciliation, the sacrament of the Eucharist. What we are doing today, like any other Sunday, let's try to make it this gathering, Sunday gathering, something very special. That's what my suggestion would be. When you walk in, look at the order. Think the order as a treasure chest. Let's open that treasure chest here. Bring all our anxieties and worries and fears and difficulties and place them and let it be there for a while, 1 hour time, let it rest. We might open our hearts, asking the Lord to fill our hearts with His grace to do His will. Because we care, we are worried, you know? Because of our faith, we worry. Because of our love, we worry. But we cannot be overwhelmed with all the worries, so we need to ask the Lord to help us to choose whatever we need. When we leave the church after receiving body and blood and saying amen, I become the body and blood of Christ, never study whatever the worries the Lord chooses for us for the day. Having the worries by, but not everything. That means we take care of a couple of those worries and let the others belong to the Lord. No? That's what that Jeremiah was doing. That's what the best way of being a disciple of Jesus. Last Friday, we had the celebration of Solemnity of Sacred Heart of Jesus. A heart that shows how much God loves us. And there were the crowd, the last 5 days in the shrine was filled with the people because of the vacation Bible, the young ones, and they were help to dying people. The shrine was filled with the people. On Friday, every one of them knelt before the exposed Blessed Sacrament and prayed that traditional prayer. Whenever we think about the Sacred Heart, what is a traditional prayer? Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart unto thine. Traditional prayer. That also can be our prayer too, every five, when we walk into the church. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart. We are all carrying mouse heart or human heart and worried heart, but make our heart meek and humble. I always wonder, what is this meek heart? I found the answer. Meekness comes from our willingness to face the reality of resentment. So in our daily life, we all go through lots of resentments, and we carry resentment. Our willingness to share resentment, that's what makes our hearts weak. Our willingness to give up our resentments. So that's a simple prayer. What is a prayer? Jesus, meet as a humble.